The news coming out of Africa is often about war or famine, as in Liberia this week. Raising awareness of Africa was the goal of a British aid organization, Oxfam, a few years ago, when it asked the lead singer of the pop band Blur, his name is Damon Albarn, for help. They wanted him to travel to Mali in Western Africa. And Damon Albarn, it happens, is a fan of Malian musicians such as Ali Farka Touré, and he jumped at the chance.
I found it incredibly rewarding. I think it's definitely helped continue the sort of focus on Africa and not just the droughts and the famine and all the problems. I mean, because Africa is incredibly positive and it has a profound effect on you when you get there, which never really leaves you. In fact, I go as far as to say that my life changed for the better from Africa, and I miss it every day, really.
Damon Albarn's trip to Mali resulted in a series of field recordings of the music he heard, and he discovered that music almost everywhere he went, especially in the clubs and streets of Mali's capital, Bamako. Some of it's documented in the CD Mali Music. It features the Malian musicians Toumani Diabate and Afol Boko. These are two musicians that Damon Albarn met during his travels.
I took some DAT players and my melodica and just sat in with musicians for like a couple of weeks and travelled around the country and, you know, really just sort of listened to the country and tried to connect in some way. And then I took it all back to London, and over the next year I started to try and make a record. I didn't really have any kind of plan. I just sort of, it was nice looking back at these audio diaries really on DAT. At the end of that, I took it to a guy called Nick Gold, who runs World Circuit, who are kind of most famous for Buena Vista Social Club. And he suggested it needed a Malian voice, because at this point the record was more of an instrumental record with a little bit of singing. So we sent the tapes back to Bamako, and the singer Afol Boko spent a couple of months adding vocals. Then it came back to England again, and it was finished. This is sort of built around a fun piano, a little resonating box with thin strips of metal of different lengths, and it gives it that sort of beautiful ringing sound.
That's the voice of Afol Boko from the CD Mali Music. Damon Albarn says he plans on making more recordings in Africa. Proceeds from the sale of Mali Music help support Oxfam's community development work in Mali.